welcome to the Dice Destruction Podcast, episode 91. We have a special guest today here. Goes by the name of...
Matthias.
My name's David Hayes. To my left...
Ray Mint.
Over there.
Over there, Muggsy Mint.
Muggsy Mint. We're, Matthias has never played before, so we're going to play a simpler game. 1942. Ray's going to make a whole bunch of noise while I'm doing the introduction.
Yeah. I'm going to the facilities.
In this episode, we're going to go through the setup and the rules and all of that jazz and explain to Matthias how the game's played. So let's get on that right now.
Yeah.
Ray, you want to grab the big box?
The big box.
So in this game, we only have five nations, as illustrated by the flags in the garage, in this order. This will help you to remember whose turn it is.
All right.
Russia, Germany, Britain, Japan, and the USA. You ever played Risk?
Yeah.
It's not like Risk.
Oh. I love Risk.
In this game, that's a turn over for Japan. Infantry, tanks, artillery, fighters, bombers, Navy, there's transports, submarines, cruisers, destroyers, battleships, aircraft carriers, and they all do different stuff, and they all have different strengths and weaknesses. It's not just an army versus an army, like that silly game, right?
Stop fighting.
The idea of this game is to take over land. When you take over land, land has a value to it.
Yep.
You would go up, I would go down if you took it from me, right? So the idea is to whittle away in the guy's land, get as much points as you can, because you're going to buy new units, right? The only thing that can take land is a land unit, like an infantry or an artillery or a tank. Like, you can't take over a land with a plane.
Yeah.
Planes are all for support. What are you looking for, Robert?
None. Go ahead.
No, I'm just... we need this. So you're probably going to be the states, and Isaac and you will probably work together as Russia.
All right.
That'll be your rolling board there. And if you take this, put that there, that'll give you a nice quiet rolling board. Now if you want to use some of my dice, you can. Do you prefer any? Do you like the black, the red, the white?
It doesn't matter to me.
Alright, well then.
We got all kinds of dice.
Why don't we go with, set you up with five and five, I guess. If you need more dice, then we can get it, but we usually go with 10 dice, eh, Dave?
Yeah. These are factories.
Okay.
When you buy your stuff, this is where you can place them.
Stop!
These are AK-AKs. They shoot at planes that come by. And these chips, they got different colors. The gray ones equal one, so if you got a bunch of guys, you don't have enough room, and you want to say, okay, I got two, you put down one of the gray ones.
Like that.
The green one's worth three. Four with a guy on top, and the red ones are worth five. So with a red one under, it can be six.
Yep.
It's always nice breaking in a new player because we like to see the excitement. We like to see the excitement of a new player, the novelty of it all.
Ray likes to see boys smile.
Yeah, please put that on the podcast.
Yep.
Necessary.
All right, where should we start? Oh, well, fucking your partner fucks up. What's he doing?
He's pinching a lull.
I'll beat him.
All right, Wendy, you explain to Matthias what he's got to do with the setup.
There's more in here, okay?
You got to blow all them fuckers up.
Now, Dave went through the factories and all that, the AK-AK, the chips, okay? We'll put that over there.
Sitting in the chair.
Here's our money. I'll give you some money. You can put it, like, down here between you and Muggsy.
All right.
Shut your pie hole.
Thanks. Thanks, Wendology. Thanks, Wendy Beard.
Want to split those in half? Yeah, just give me half and take half. Just eyeball it.
All right, Muggs. What teams are you guys going to be?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm going to be Germany.
Here's some fives for you
Ray's
guys.
Ray's going to be Japan. What are you guys going to do?
Oh, I don't
Here's
know.
Some 20s
I'll
for
be
you
the
guys.
UK. He'll be Russia.
States?
Okay.
No, we'll split the states. He'll be Russia because it's a little less confusing. You know how it is.
You're mostly defense, very boring.
Mostly
for a new
defense,
player,
but you do all. You get to really.
Well, he can.
You get to really learn the ground troops, and then you know Navy kind of. jet after.
And he can be aggressive with the states.
Whatever you don't want around here, you can get rid of it. You don't want it there, get rid of it.
Okay, your money goes in a little pile between you down here.
What's all this paperwork shit? That's my bill shit.
Buddy.
Fucking just...
This ain't fucking...
Hey, it's in front of you. You pay my fucking bills.
That's stress stuff. This is stressless stuff.
Oh, that's don't a fucking good point. Mix it. Yeah, maybe you should go on the other side of the door.
Get it to the dog.
Just whip it.
Sorry, electric company. The dog ate my bill.
You think that would fly?
Oh, that's good. Don't pay it this month, then.
Yeah. Well,
try to be a little more careful with it.
Shows you that your account is totally cleared up.
Yeah. Hard cards.
1942.
Plus, that's the hard cards.
That's perfect.
Okay, so point out to him what's what in his box there.
And let me show you what's in your box.
Show him his way around his box.
Put that, those other ones in here. Then you can put that back in. There you go.
That's not even fucking
funny. Obviously, you got your inventory.
It's funny.
These are tanks.
It's not.
There's artillery in this one. So you got your infantry.
That's pretty funny.
Nope, that's an ACAC. It's for shooting planes. Infantry, the artillery in this one?
That's artillery.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Infantry, artillery, tank. Big guys are bombers.
Got your nice factories up.
Okay. Yeah, don't touch the board.
There's a fighter. You have different variants of fighters. See, so you got the stubby nose and then
what's
you got...
What's that 1A double gun?
That's the AA gun. That's what you picked up here.
Okay. And an industrial complex.
Industrial complex, we have all the fancy painted ones.
Do you want to go with Italy?
Yeah. I think it's just the gray ones.
No, but we got these
Twin
ones.
Towers.
These are for the capitals.
Muggsy, then, Jack or Ron?
Then they're up there in that box. What?
Jack or Ron? What?
Jack.
Jack? And that's your little factory.
I don't know where these ones go, actually, in this one. Is it Corellia or...
We'll find out. I'm not quite sure myself.
Caucasus.
These are your factories, so you don't know where...
There's nothing in Corellia. Caucasus.
These are the special factories.
Oh, yeah, fuck me. This game.
And I just lost the barrel of my... Oh, no, I didn't.
And so the ACACs are actually on there, too.
So take out three of these guys.
So, yeah, you want to start with your areas. Obviously, Russia, and then American Joe, and Novosibirsk, Caucasus. So on and so forth.
Should we use the gray ACAX or the sweet fucking awesome ones?
The sweet Jesus ones.
Okay. Tanks are all the same? There's bigger tanks and smaller tanks.
No, not really.
Tanks are all the same. There's some big ones and
different
small
types,
ones.
Right? Like this guy.
Yeah, there's other ones that are supposed to be for different things, but all the tanks are tanks.
You can use either one of those ones.
We've got self-propelled artillery in there.
Use these ones instead.
Just don't use the trucks.
That's not a tank.
No, not at all. But it's in the same box. There's these ones.
We'll just get a few shots.
You could use these ones if you
want. Those are tank destroyers, yeah. But this game doesn't have those, so.
Yeah, but they look close enough to a tank.
Yeah, so you won't next month.
So, I got my units here taking what it says on the card, right?
Yeah.
Three, so you take what you've got.
And if you look at the back of your card, actually, that has all your prices and your movements and your attack values and all
that. Yeah, we'll get to that after set.
Yep.
So whatever your.
What do I do?
Fighter bomber.
Well, you needed a fighter. Right. Here's your fighters, the smaller planes. Fighter, ACAC, and just there's your ACAC and industrial. So then you put it in Russia.
All of it?
Yep. Yeah, all goes in Russia. Two infantry. Fighter.
Two infantry and fighter.
ACAC.
Never mind. Do not fucking antagonize the dog to make noise, you son of a bitch.
Here, I'm going to be Britain. And I'm setting up the states, too. Can you put this down in Western, USA?
Smash.
Western USA?
Don't make me smash.
That fighter, too. Central, put these two. Never mind, Central's over here.
The USA colors are so bright.
Yeah. They're all painted. My dad and Dave.
Well, these so how did Muggsy talk you into coming here and drinking and playing board game with us?
How did that come about?
I've been wanting to come for a while. It's just
good man.
I don't know, Sundays aren't a good day for me usually because it's work early Monday mornings, but long weekends.
Perfect. So we'll see you every long weekend
for sure.
Well,
you can have
hooked,
a chair.
If you get hooked, book off if you're not already booked out for it, Remembrance Day, because we have a total fucking huge long.
Yeah, we start early.
Crazy day.
Nice. We try to consume as much alcohol.
Then just go down the list. Yeah, keep setting up everything else.
Oh.
You got, yeah, you got to fill that whole card. You got to fill.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Basically, all this red border, right? All this color that you can see is yours.
I'll have stuff on all of it.
Yeah, and pretty much all. Yeah, pretty much.
Can you see the difference in the country's colors?
Sort of.
Okay.
I'm partially colorblind.
Oh, now they're fucking colorblind.
Oh no,
guy.
This could be difficult. Does that mean you got grays and blues or what?
I'm bad with blues and purples, greens and browns.
Oh boy.
So that's, I mean, I can see the difference between these.
That's why he said the states are so bright. Because it's easier for me to see.
Right. Okay, well, just I'll give you a little recap here. This is Jap's capital, right? The idea is to take over the capital.
The Japanese capital.
That's the Japanese capital. Why would I say
Japs?
Oh, it's theirs too. Anyways, this right here. So if you look, Japan has like all of this, right? You'll see the states is split up there and there. You'll get used to it as you look. Just fire as many questions out there.
You're familiar with the map of the world.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Risk, so I know some of the countries.
Risk is a fun game.
Yeah, that's why there's not much
leads Risk by 10 lengths.
I like the concept of this. I was when I was younger, I was into Warhammer.
Oh yeah.
So I never played that, but
it's a little like this. Like you got movement points and stuff, and attack points, defense points. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you should be a quick learner then.
Oh yeah, I think he's going to pick
up
pretty quick.
This is probably a lot more simple than Warhammer. I've never played Warhammer, but I've seen it, and it looks pretty complicated.
Can you put this down in Hawaiian Islands?
Hawaiian Islands?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, the Red Skull's got to be at home.
Borneo, what up?
I got some fancy comic book painted guys, too, if you're into comics.
Captain America.
He loves comic books. Yeah.
I got the Red Skull from Germany. I got Colossus for Russia. Make sure you put Colossus on the board. Captain America for the States.
You don't have anything for the Japs yet.
No,
I mean the Japanese.
Yeah. I could probably do Sunfire. Right, he's got a sweet costume now.
That's awesome.
I can paint.
Yeah.
I think I'll do Sunfire.
Caucus.
Cock. Yes, we just shortened that to the cock.
Don't take my cock.
Get out of the cock. Protect the cock.
Gotta protect the cock.
Artillery. These were artillery, eh?
Yep, you got her.
I found my fucking gold star stickers.
Oh.
I can paint them white and put them on there. They're in the box there.
Same size?
What the fuck?
Knockers.
The only problem is I think they've got rounded corners.
Colossus and Russia.
Oh, yeah. Sure. But they're better for sure.
Yeah, not really. I don't know if they'll fit on there.
Cruiser, two trannies.
But I don't know that she is with all the stars on it. I knew she'd end up playing with that box.
That's what I said.
She loves the box.
It's fantastic.
Hey, keep it down though. I'm trying to record a podcast.
I went and looked at that box last night.
Did you?
Where'd you go, Donner?
No.
Mint.
No, we went to
it wasn't a very nice box.
We went to U-Haul.
You went all
kinds of boxes.
It's not bad there.
Man. Starting at 99
it's not
cents.
Bad.
Right?
It was not bad.
No, they're excellent.
Yeah. Just everybody bust their balls because it really isn't quite the downer.
No, of course not.
You know what? I don't think the downer is the downer anymore.
I think your mom's the downer.
Well, she might be.
Where do I find a submarine?
Submarine?
She wouldn't make a lot of money.
That's not a submarine, is
That's it, buddy. She makes money from me.
59.
Why did you contribute to my mother's financial well-being?
Is that zone war right there?
Bye. We talk about people's moms here. Even Ray's mom. She's dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
See how enthusiastic he is about it.
It's fairly recent, so you don't have to be true.
Yeah, I'm a dick. I say we, but it's me.
Yeah.
I'm a dick.
Likes to sum it up as we so that he doesn't feel so bad.
But I keep telling him, don't worry, Ray, my mom's gonna be dead soon too, and you can rip into her.
Oh yeah, like I can't wait for that day.
Can't wait.
Your money value is on your card too. How much you?
Well, that was 37.
Oh yeah, this is the one where I start with.
I'm dyslexic.
So what are you looking at?
Milaska, you need to be quiet.
I forget, 36, I think.
What?
Why is mine only worth 24?
42, that's where I got that.
Hush.
Because I'm what?
Because you're poor.
I don't like being poor.
You need a...
What are those guys?
It's the scoreboard.
Oh, what are the little figurines?
Oh, where? These guys?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know who
those are. Oh, those are... Those are states, Marines.
They're new. They're just new pieces of Tation of Painting.
Cool.
Because he's a knocker.
Cock knocker.
He's a cock knocker. Eats bags of dick.
Not just one dick, but a whole bag.
There we go. I just gave her a nice fresh piece of firewood that you want. She's
here for a while.
Beautiful.
So she's been yearning for.
Yes.
Jeez, I got no boats compared to you guys.
No, that's why I said you start with them, because they kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. They're just a
to
little
learn
easier.
The Navy, you can watch Japan and America.
Well, we're going to play the states together, too. Like, you can take this side of the states, I'll take this side, and we'll kind of talk and work together.
Yeah, you'll learn Navy
three countries
over
and only two of us, right? So you can play that side of the states, you can learn some Navy over there. Just, we always start everybody, on Russia.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a great idea, but
it's a good idea.
I think it's the easiest base to
because
learn.
For the new person in the head, they're so busy.
Yeah.
So,
you don't want
it's concentrated.
Them too much.
It's kind of defensive role.
But I mean, we should be able to get in there. Maybe
don't play the way Ray does. He attacks like crazy and then loses his capital. Very bad Russia player.
I find fucking Axis way too strong in this particular game.
You got to be lucky as hell to attack with Russia.
No, that's because I'm so used to Classic. With Classic, you can attack.
Yeah, you can attack.
You should.
You have to,
But also in Classic, it's just straight up helmets all the time, too. So that's tough. You get bored of that shit.
The Mongolians are fucking
see,
assholes.
If in Classic, Rufus you couldn't Crocs. Put unlimited in Corellia,
who this guy? Who do you think that is?
You wouldn't be able to attack as much with Russia.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah. You'd be...
You'd be defensive.
Be limited like crazy. It's
supposed to be somebody special.
Okay, we need another box for
that's James. Oh,
look at
sorry.
This guy's little tie on. Little bow ties.
And James Bond?
Yeah.
I messed up. I didn't know you were a kid. You figured it out.
Let's see.
And Captain Britain.
You put them both at home.
Okay, so grab your money there, Mateus. There's, on the top of your card, it'll say how many IPCs you get.
Yeah.
So that's how much money you got. We just have it down in there in the box so you don't mix it up with the other countries.
I like to shove it in a box.
Just take this over here then?
Yep. Let's see. What's Russia at, 24?
Yeah, we're already set up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Not more, I just knocked Britain down.
Perfect.
Britain starts at 30.
Yep.
And Germany starts at 40.
Germany starts at 40. This game's horseshit. Germany is too high.
Yeah,
and too powerful.
They start at 40 and fighters are $10 cheaper.
Fighters are $10
cheaper. $2 cheaper.
Wow.
$10.
$2,
$2 fighters.
All right.
I think I'll buy
as many
20
as I
fighters.
Can. Damn, we lose.
Think of all the ACACs you'd get to run.
So many. I'm excited.
If I had 20 fighters, I think you'd just buy ACACs.
There's a bid for our
every territory, you'd have to cheat. When I'm between New Zealand. Hey, Kark, set me up down there. Oh.
Foster's?
No, New Zealand.
No.
Oh, New Zealand. Okay, give me a Foster's.
Fucking Kiwis.
Here, three Foster's.
Three of them, eh?
India. I don't like not having my fighter in India in this game. I got a lot to bitch about this game.
Well, you know what they say?
Hell, I don't. I'm sure you're going to tell me.
I don't know what to say. That's why I asked you.
You're,
where am I at?
Thank you. I got to grab my cat.
Deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle. Transjordan. You'll see. You're playing with the champ over here. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. He's the fucking reigning champion 2 years running.
I don't think I won last year.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Just barely. Oh. Like a half a point.
Oh, wow.
You want beer?
Yes, I do.
Need another beer over there?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
So you guys are going to the lagoon after?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going over to my brother-in-law's to watch Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
new episode's
yeah.
up. New episode.
Yeah, fucking Sons of Anarchy started too. I didn't even know. I've had to get caught up on the
there's
internet.
So many.
And I've been looking on fucking. It doesn't. The live new episodes don't come up on Canadian TV. I think they're on Showtime now. They used to be on FX.
I stuck right to
and
it.
And FX is playing season 4. It's fucking season 6 right now.
That's great, great.
Fucking, you're going to have to watch it all on the internet.
Union of Self Cock.
Hey, what happened?
Thanks, Canada. You're promoting piracy. Fucking jerks.
They pretty much are. It's their fault.
I got to find that.
Give us our American TV, you bastards.
You know, you can change your IP address on Netflix so you get the American one, eh?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Really just like Google it. It's really easy.
Is it?
Yeah. Then you're, what are you watching on
the
your
government's
TV
all over your...
I watch it on my laptop on, like, Let Me Watch This or, you know, just different sites.
Poppy.
I can, but Netflix would be...
There it is.
But I would like the American Netflix because it has Sons of Anarchy and a whole bunch of other stuff.
It's got Canadian way more than we do.
Yeah.
Shit, done. The thing is, you can change the IP address on your laptop. Something like a video game system, it's not a big deal because you don't go on it all the time.
You can do that on the PS3.
Yeah, I watch Netflix on my PS3. Very nice carrier.
I get $30.
Yeah. Yes, me, Chris, me.
So, a transport ship. I'm just going to go over a few things.
Yeah, go over
here.
Some things with him while you're...
This is a few things that have special ability. For instance, we'll start with the sub. The sub will fire first. Now, when the sub fires, it hits immediately. The sub, if you come in with like 5 subs and an aircraft
first
carrier,
strike attack.
Your subs will fire first, and then the other guy's going to take off his hits. Like, you know, take off his the guys that you hit. So that's the special ability of the sub. We'll explain that as we get to that. The destroyer, which I... Can't even find a fucking destroyer here.
Right here, one right there.
Okay, there's a destroyer right there. Any destroyer will eliminate the first strike attack. So, in other words, the sub is found on sonar or whatever. Mm-hmm. The destroyer picks it up. The sub doesn't get a first strike attack. Again, we'll go over that later. These little beauties are going to be your friend for the States. That's the only way to get guys off the mainland, is to put them on a boat.
Yeah.
A boat or a transport ship can carry... one infantry and anything else, like an infantry and a tank, infantry and a artillery, infantry and another infantry. Okay, so that's the transport ship. The battleship, let's just say that you you're here, right, and you got these guys and they're just sitting out in the ocean. You're going to come down onto this island right here. Let's forget everything. What happens is the transport ship will come in. You'll move your two guys into the land. Okay?
Yeah.
The battleship, traveling with the transport ship, will sit way back and give an offshore barrage. In other words, they'll hit the beachhead with big fucking shells. It fires first. It's called an offshore barrage. But only when traveling with a transport ship.
With a tranny.
So in this case right here, I've only got one
you
guy.
As you many would... offshore barrages as vessels you have, or units you put on the land.
Right.
If you have one transport, two guys on it, you can have two offshore barrages.
You can have two offshore barrages. In this case, you just got one. So the battleship would fire first. I would, if you hit, I would take my guy off, and I have then no chance of firing back. Again, we're going to go over that later, but that's the offshore barrage for a battleship.
Who wants to get stupid?
The other thing is a bomber. A bomber can do a regular attack, like it can attack anything on the board. Man or machine. It also has another thing, it's called a strategic bomb. Like for instance, if a bomber was to come in on your factory, what it's doing is a strategic bombing run. It's trying to blow up your industry, see how much damage you can do to your industry. So it would come in. An anti-aircraft gun, if there's an anti-aircraft gun present in the area, like let's say I was doing a strategic bomb here, you would take your anti-aircraft gun, which is a 1, you need a 1 or less, so your AK-AK fires.
It's 1 or less.
1 or less.
1 or less. Yeah. Everything's or less. If you hit me, the bomber's off immediately. If you don't hit me, then I would roll my bomber, and whatever the dice says, you would pay that to the bank. I did $6 million damage to your industry.
Step out of the 80s. We put damage chips underneath.
So, that goes back here. We'll cover that again. Yeah, I'm not digging chips out right now.
No, but you're going to explain the rules to them properly. You don't pay it to the bank. You put chips under the factory.
Yeah.
And then you can only produce the difference between your chips and the what? Last weekend we were here for Dave's birthday, and this guy showed up. Mike Henley. He's a comic with Levi. And he knows Dave through Tammy.
Tammy, yeah.
Anyways, he was here, and just for whatever reason, we were all sitting around watching a hockey game, and something came up, and it just reminded me of that movie, Walk Hard. So I quoted it, and then he started quoting, and then I was quoting, and we went on for like 15 minutes. We did like every line in the movie. It was awesome. People were like, what are you guys talking about? Probably the greatest movie ever.
Never seen that.
No? No. It's ridiculous. Like, just stupid ridiculous. But it is funny.
You know what was on TV the other night? A Hot Tub Time Machine. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
That's fucked. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my god, you'd laugh your head off.
I think it's on Netflix.
Okay, Russia does start. Russia does start. So if you want to kind of look at your purchases, or look at your costs and stuff like that, look at your money, I'll put my input in. You just want fucking men, as many men as you can get. Because look at where he's sitting. He's
don't we all?
I love lots of men. Like, you're sitting on your border, you know what I mean? Obviously, you're going to want to at least attack that. That's all I would attack.
That is West Russia.
West Russia. Right. We haven't been recording in a while.
No.
Gotten out of the swing of things.
It is October 13th, 2013.
This is true.
So I spend my money right now?
Mm-hmm. You spend your money first, then you do your combat movements, and then you roll for the battles, and then you get a last move to put guys into place after the fact.
Right, at the factories. And you can then place as many units as the territory's value is worth.
Yes.
So for
such as this one, here, which
this
is
one's
worth
four Caucasus. It's worth four, so you can only put four units down there.
Yes. Keep that in mind when purchasing. This one's worth eight, so you can put eight, obviously.
As Germany, I'm going to try to go into the Caucasus first and then move into Russia after that. That's just the way this game, this particular game, dynamics work. So it's always a good idea to put your maximum down in the Caucasus and put everything else in Moscow until something happens where if I'm coming in from the other side, you might want to change your mind.
This is the $5 three and threes.
Yes. Mm. The tanks are $5 and they attack at three and defend at three.
Best game for tanks.
Yeah. Everything after this, they cost $6.
Yeah.
So if I take these guys, I pay the money first?
Yep.
Where do I pay it to? Here?
Yep, you just put it in the bank.
So that's
22. Well, Twitter.
I can put these guys anywhere I want.
Nope, not till the end of your turn. You do your purchases, you make your combat, you roll your combat, you do your non-combat movement, and then you place units at a factory.
Alright.
So they don't come into effect until the next time you
get to move. Alright, so now I want to attack, right?
Yes, you do. Obviously, you're thinking you don't want to leave yourself thin after a battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, tanks move 2. Fighters move 4. So, you can, not that you're going very far.
Yeah. What I want to do is
a zoom, 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 and your boom, boom.
Yeah.
And you boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah. Basically, you want to try and push them back. The only place I usually start is West Russia.
If you separate the land that it's attached by, can you move through if there's another troop on there?
Like yours or his?
Like his. Like
no,
if I,
you cannot,
I can't,
yeah, cannot
you
move
can't go through.
Through. You have to stop at the first point of his, right? Unless it's a fighter. Fighters can actually, unless there's an ACAC. There's an ACAC and you fly over, he gets a shot. But you could go 1, 2, 3, for example, right? And he doesn't, that fighter's okay. That's just an example. Not that you would go down there. But usually we try to whittle or eliminate this. Basically, shit, Dave, the subs can't fire at the planes ever, right? But planes can fire at subs with a destroyer.
With a destroyer press.
So basically, this is what you're looking at. If you come in with a couple planes, Mm-hmm. Right? If you want to, this guy can go from here, he can go one, from Russia, he can go into Archangel, Corellia, into Waters.
Do you got a Twitter account on face?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How do you spell your name?
M-A-T-I-A-S.
He has a movement of four. With a plane, you always have to remember that you have to land, and it costs you move, right? So say this didn't belong to you, and you came from here, you go one, two, three. You have nowhere to land, because on your fourth move, you can't land back here because it wasn't yours. But in this case, you do have Corellia, so you can go one, two, three, attack this, and land back here when you're done. So you can get these two planes in on this. You're not going to fight the subs, because the subs can't shoot at you, and you can't shoot at them. No. So you would just be trying to take the transport and the destroyer, and the transport has no defense. So really you're just fighting against the destroyer, and if you kill the destroyer and you survive with a plane, then the transport just dies automatically. And it's a bonus to you, because then he can't pick up two guys here on this transport and then drop them off here. Right? It relieves pressure. So usually with Russia, we try to take out this little navy in Sea Zone 5 in the Baltic Strait, and then push them back out of West Russia. Some people like to go balls to the walls, try to take Ukraine and West Russia. That way his tanks can't come into the Caucasus. But, I mean, you don't have
now this a sub, whole lot. Can I attack here with this?
No, sub's only naval. He can move two. He doesn't have much. He can go one, two, or one, two, like on a non-combat move. Just he has no attack. He can't reach anywhere. You can't fight the land. The only thing
that can I go one, two, and then attack?
No, from adjacent, because there's a line here, look.
Oh.
It's two different sea zones. So you can go one, two in non-combat, one, two, sit here for a little defense.
Holy moly. 7-3 already.
So
go Bills.
Alright, let's
wanna put the fighters into there? That's definitely a good move.
So I put both fighters in there?
Just put them in there. Remember that he has one move and he has three more moves. Right?
Now how do I attack?
So you want to make all your combat moves first, and then you're rolling. Like, here's your attack and your defense.
Mm-hmm.
So you just look down your fighters. They attack at three. Since you have two of them, once you're... Where's my dice?
They're, I think we're sharing dice or no?
No, I've got my own dice.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Because you've got two of them, you're rolling two dice looking for a three or less. And anything that's a three or less is a hit. And then he rolls back at you and so on and so forth till the battle's over. Where's my post?
And then once that's done, can I do another attack? Or you do?
No, that's it.
Everybody
you move everybody at once, you attack at once, and then you non-com all at once. So everything's all at once.
Dude, I don't know.
So,
check down there.
Yeah. Try to weigh your odds, because these are on attack are one, his are two on defense, so it's already weighing in his favor a little bit.
If I took some tanks in there.
But if you take some tanks in there, definitely.
Take some tanks in there.
Where the fuck did Ray go?
Can I take some guys too?
Yeah, you can put as many guys at reach. Tanks move two, infantry move one. So, let's make some room in there, Dave.
You make that. You're attacking me, you make the fuck.
I can take this guy too, right?
As long as it's adjacent.
And bring these guys over?
Well, I wouldn't bring all of them. Because once you move, okay, in combat, once you move, you can't move them in non-combat, because they've already moved.
Right.
So if you move all these guys into here,
mm-hmm.
Now these guys, you can only replace four, and you can move these two guys in, so you'll have six guys. He can bring in one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, seven guys, eight. At least that I can count nine, and then on your just six guys. So you don't want to take too much out of here, because you want to leave it and then build on it, so that you're powerful enough for his counterattack.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, what about this?
Makes sense.
Try to just move all my guys there.
He can't reach here anyway with anybody, right? That's how you gotta look at it. Is what he can do after you do what you do.
I see.
So right now you got three, two ones. Oh, the artillery, mm-hmm. on attack, when matched with an infantry, boosts his attack to a two. So you match your infantry and artillery. So these guys will be two ones, two twos, two threes. Against his
every
four twos and a three.
Every infantry that you have matched with an artillery, the infantry is boosted up to 2.
So can I throw this infantry in here too, though?
Yeah. There we go. Artillery? Yep. Artillery. Yeah. Artillery. That's not a bad move at all.
Look at the piece of fucking lobster.
You still got another tank. Right. Maybe in defense, you want to. Maybe in non-com, you want to put them in here for a little more defense. If you think that you're non-com, not yet.
There might be some lobster.
Not yet. You gotta wait till non-com if you want to do that. Okay. You're just doing combat now. Everything's broken down. Right. I mean, you could throw even a couple of these guys into there, unless you're saving them to move to here after for more defense.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm good. Let's do this.
I need my dice.
Yeah, where's his
dice? Oh, they're right here.
I got everything over there.
They need to be paid. I'm sitting with the bills.
Oh.
Still got to bring this to his home.
White factories.
All right.
Ah, crap. Cincinnati scored. Okay. All right, you're attacking me. I take it.
So what do I roll?
Oh, man, he just explained it to you. You don't got it yet.
What are you, simple?
Okay, you start with your ones, and then you go to your twos, and then you go to your threes, okay? So you've got three infantry, but you've got two artillery. So these two artillery would boost these two infantry's attack up to 2.
Yeah.
Are you doggy so you can fur?
One infantry left. I'm rolling at a 1, so you got 1-1.
I'm going as fast as I can.
You got to take those out of there, man.
What is it?
Again,
seafood chowder.
Clear the board after you roll.
You got a drip there, though.
Okay.
Huge chunk. I just roll one then?
Yeah, 1-1.
He's a sniper!
Great. First shot out of the gate, and he hits. Okay,
put your hits here. So that you can count.
Yeah,
them.
So that afterwards I can count and see how many guys I got to take off. So now, how many twos do you got?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Looks pretty good, hey?
Smells fantastic.
Yeah.
Ooh, mushrooms in there?
You guys are sharing creamy chowder.
Yeah, that's right there.
None.
That's better. And 2 3s. Tanks. Okay, ooh. So you got 1 more hit. You got 2 hits all together. I've got. Mm-hmm. 3 infantry and an artillery. They all defend 2. Nothing. And 1 tank that defends 3. 1 hit. So you got me twice. I take 2 guys off. And I got you once. You take 1 guy off.
Yeah. Obviously you're taking the weaker guys, putting them back.
So now he's a 2 again.
So now I go again?
Yep.
So now you lost that.
You can always retreat. The retreat rule is after a round of any round of combat, the attacker can retreat. You can retreat to any zone which any of the units that are in that fight came from. So you got brought guys in from the Caucasus or Russia. If you wanted to retreat, you could bring them all into either one. You can't split them up. They all have to go into one pair.
You want to retreat?
No.
No, you don't want to retreat. I'm just telling you the retreat rule.
4 twos then?
Yep.
I got a feeling you're going to catch on.
2 or less.
I got a 2 right here.
2 or less, man.
And then I got 1 3.
Right? Yeah, 3 or less.
No, I got 2 3s.
2 3s. Oh, yeah, sorry.
2 tanks. I got
3 hits. Okay, that's all of me. I get the fire back.
It's good rolling.
Got 1 hit. And 3. Miss. I got 1 more hit. Now, you killed all of my units in that territory, so you take a rondelle.
Really little flag markers that are in your box there. You take one of those, you put it up on there. And that's how you get more money.
Even though
you're like, what the hell? How come I got such little money?
Then I move myself down 2, so now and move you up 2.
The point value of that land is 2, and it varies, right?
Okay.
So you went up 2, he went down 2. So that gives you a spread of 4, kind of. Like when.
Okay, what other fights do you have?
He's got the naval one.
That one. Okay, 2 3s for your fighters.
I fucking hate that battle.
3s?
I know. Well, it sucks.
It's so simple.
Wipes out my transport. Oh, and he missed. I got a 2. I can kill a Russian fighter. Miss.
Yeah. Is that all you got in there, Dave? Is a destroyer?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Subs can't shoot the planes.
No. I know, but. Come on, hit with a 2, man. Fuck.
Junk.
What are you doing?
I'll let the Italians make
2 and a 3.
Oh, now he gets it. And I got it hit finally with the Italian.
Now you
gotta
take a fighter off. Fuck, you shouldn't have lost a fighter then.
So, my destroyer dies. Because the subs can't fight your remaining fighter. The transport dies because it has no defense.
You did your job.
Right. That's what you wanted to do. You didn't want to lose
a fighter, though.
You wanted to get rid of that transport.
I lose a fighter, right?
Yep.
He is using tax, by the way.
I see.
So I can
like the L2 so much.
Now where do I put this guy right here?
You move him in non-comp. So just sometimes what we do is to remind ourselves that they still got to move. We'll flip them over.
Okay.
Finish all your battles first.
Yeah.
That's it for that.
Yes. So now you
can move him back.
Yeah. Now you're in a non-combat mode.
So now he actually has three moves left.
This guy here.
Yeah. You took the guy that had one.
Well, either way, you would take the guy that's got more gas.
Yeah. Where'd he come from?
Came from home? From Corellia.
Okay, so he's got a total.
He's got three moves. So, I mean, all this, he can go here. I mean, he told you he's going to go to Cock, but you don't know that for sure. You can put him here and then bring these guys forward and all in.
Oh, yeah, do that.
And then have.
And you always got to leave one guy on your property.
Nope.
No.
You can leave it empty and you still control it.
Remember we talked about this tank down here?
Okay.
You wanted to put this tank down here?
Yeah.
Go one, two. So that's better protection. You can bring these two.
Oh, is this ever failed?
You can move anybody.
I don't want any.
Yeah, I'm both on the team. So you can go.
No human areas too?
Put four guys on there, right? So that'll be pretty good. Oh, you think you can't reach?
We need a fly roll. Oh. Give me that.
You can't reach because see the border lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one here.
Where's this guy still
move? Nope. They moved in combat. They cannot move.
So now I get to put these guys out?
Do you want to do anything here? Like, you can conglomerate here, kind of. Like, you can put all these guys here. Maybe leave one guy there or something. Whatever kind of combination you want. But this is, you're right. I mean, he can move up here, but then you can just go back here. Like, you know, it'll be like a stalemate. But
oh, there should be a hook up there,
Dave. These guys can still move. And these guys can still move. You can swing these guys up here.
Oh, I see.
Put those guys there. These guys can even go here, too, if you want to be one step closer to the action. Or these guys can go here to back up there. But like we talked about, you got to protect. You got to put as many guys as you can this way, just because he's so much bigger than you right now. So
that looks not too badly.
All right, non-com down for Russia.
I got to throw these guys down.
Now you put them down, yeah.
So you want to fill this up as much as you can because you know he's going to hit it. So you can put four down there.
Strategically, that's the best place for Germany to go to first.
Yeah.
They can meet up with Japan.
Where factory is.
In Russia. But I have a belligerent partner. I want to show you some. See this here?
Yeah.
This is your factory. The land value is four at this factory, right? That means you can put a maximum of four units down at that factory.
Okay.
So now your home factory. Where the fuck is the home factory? Oh, way up there. That's eight. So just remember, when you're putting units down, when you're purchasing, you can only buy 12. If you buy 13, you can't put the guy down, right?
Yeah.
Unless you buy another factory, which I've never seen.
Right. Probably a lot of information, isn't it?
It's a lot, man.
You know what, buddy? We'll drag you through it. Don't worry about it.
So when you're moving guys at your end of your turn, moving guys over, you're not limited to the number on there. That's only for the guys you're purchasing.
Right. Right. You can have 150 guys on one territory if you want, but you can't. You can't obviously.
All right, sounds good.
Please,
it'll come into place.
That's it for me. And you get more money at the beginning of every turn? Is that what happens?
At the end of this turn.
Because he might knock you down.
So are you all done? You put your units down?
Yeah.
Okay, check the board.
Your guys up here, it's going to be tough for you. Try to memorize or try to get used to the bases.
Yeah.
Because the bases will help you.
26?
26.
So I get that now?
You get that now.
Corrector. You got to correct it.
What am I correcting, man?
Alright, that's what I'm... It's Germany's turn. Go.
Germany, I hope you die.
I love that.
Is there other boards under here?
Yeah, this is a global...
That's a big one. There's way too many rules for that one.
Yeah, we start you with just a DC.
Hey, what the shit? Are you really way up there?
Who?
In season two?
Yeah. Oh, did you want to move this guy?
No, he's fine where he is.
Okay.
He looks like he's having a good time there.
He might be. He's looking at the babes on the edge of Archangel.
Chasing the Scandinavian women around.
Don't go there. You'll die.
I think I might.
I'm really surprised he's going here. That's gonna... Oh, well. Take the fucking focus off of the cock.
Oh, don't worry. The cock focus will remain.
Good, I hope you spread yourself out that far. That would give me a chubby.
I'd like to give you a chubby.
See our mascot? Isn't she a beauty?
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's it. Hey, what kind of shit is this?
What?
Where did she go?
Who?
Emma Frost.
Oh, you had to move.
Right there.
Right there.
He's got him across up there. It's really sexual. Jeffrey. Smoking Jeffrey's.
Is that Miller Genuine Draft?
No, that's Labatt Genuine.
Oh, Labatt Genuine. Oh, we drank that for a while. Brian was hooked on that for
a while. You know, OV's under $30 right now for a case of beer.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that you can't get it past Hamilton?
Can't get what?
OV.
Really?
It's concentrated to the Horseshoe area. That's where fucking it's all bought. Really? You go to Toronto, they fucking don't know what OV is. They start looking for whiskey.
Seagram's?
Yeah, what is that? Seagram's OV?
Mm-hmm. No. Something like that. Yeah, I don't think Seagram's. It's OV, but...
Seagram's OV.
Is it? OV? I don't know.
There is a V. There's something with a V in it. A whiskey with
here,
a V.
Here, try this. It's fucking shitty.
I can't wait.
There's VB whiskey.
VB, maybe. No, that's Victoria Bitters, but...
That's beer in...
Australia.
I think there is an OV whiskey.
Yes. Seagram's OV.
This is sounds delicious.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure. They make mixed drinks. You can buy like a Seagram's OV and Coke at the liquor store. It's got the can. It says Seagram's on it.
Hubert.
Hey, when he's drunk sometimes.
No.
Sometimes I get.
You mean just you and I have to hog this?
Yeah. Okay.
That's most delicious.
First, just a little gay.
No, that's good. Well, I feel better. I ate something. Now I can. Open my frosty libation.
Oh, he's hitting you hard.
That is being a homo. Nice round, Bills.
Which is correct, Matthias or Matthias?
Matthias.
With an E, Matthias. What background
actually,
is that?
It's actually with an I, it's Matias. From Argentina.
Argentina?
Yeah.
Argentina does not get a role in this game. They are neutral.
They are neutral.
They did not win it.
It's because their women are so gorgeous. They just stay at home and fuck them.
Sorry, I can't come and fight right now.
I have women, sexy women
that need servicing.
Alright, let's start here. Kill this cruiser.
Argentina's actually where the...
or destroyer.
Where Hitler hid during the war.
Boys from Brazil. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
No.
Don't hit me, Dave.
You shouldn't even bother rolling because I am damaged and I will be repaired right now.
My dad's actually from Italy and it's because...
No, I can't play those rules.
Some of his family
were
in Argentina during the war. They didn't want to be involved. So.
Is that right?
A lot of Italians ended up in Argentina.
A lot of German Mennonites and Russian Mennonites worked their way there too.
Hey, shit. Sorry to interrupt your...
stupidity.
Geography lesson. But... we're deciding about a rule for the game.
Oh, what's that?
Yes, battleships, when they're damaged, do they repair?
The beginning of the
right away? The beginning of next round. Okay. All right, so we're going to do repairs at the next beginning of next round.
Not even.
Hey,
not
even. Fuck.
Sorry, man.
Repair at the beginning of next round?
Shh,
we
can't have anybody.
Yeah. Shh. Didn't have fun. Not when I'm talking about a rule.
Yeah, man.
Well, then shoot. Shoot your fucking deuce.
Here, have a tilt.
Why is there a boat in the middle?
Because he's being a cock.
I killed it.
There you go, you big baby.
And the real rule is at the end of my turn, it repairs.
Oh,
but nobody likes that rule.
Did he discuss? It's a dumb rule.
Battleships take two hits. So if he'd have hit me, I'd have tipped it on the side. And because it doesn't repair until the end of next round, if Japan came in or if even if Britain came in and hit it,
they'd only have to hit once.
They'd only have to hit me once. Yes.
Beautiful.
But the actual rules specify that you flip it up after the battle.
After the battle, it's repaired. Which is
there's choice.
It is, Tom. You're right.
How fast are you fucking working?
Yeah, come on.
They're like, they're
ready to go with fucking torches and hammers and shit. I got hit.
Fucking A.
They're Germans. They got guys fixing the stuff as the hole's forming.
There's one coming in. Ready?
Let's not try to deflect it or anything. Fucking be as prepared as we can to fix it. Hey, piece of shit.
I am a piece of shit. You're right.
I got a 2, a 3,
Morse.
And a 4.
Morse a piece.
This
has got to go.
You're a Morse a piece. 3, miss. 4, hit.
Morse.
You're dead.
Why are you hitting so many times? Look, I got to do this. That's why I wasn't rolling right. There we go. All right.
What are you doing? Yeah, open that up. Need some breeze.
Propaganda, man.
Good job.
You get to defend stuff?
Yeah, propaganda. Make him hate and shame. Until he gets all pissed off. Well.
This is getting really fun. I gotta get another beer.
Three beers deep already.
Yeah, I'm the podcast editor, and it pisses me off like you wouldn't believe when these assholes fuck with my shit.
Why are you always calling us assholes?
Because you're assholes! Alright.
Dad, you might be in the clear today.
I doubt it.
That would be a weight off my shoulders.
Fuck, man. Don't even get at work tomorrow. Let's fucking do this.
Cheers.
4, 5, 6. Let's celebrate.
Oh, celebratory. Matthias just recently got his license. Electrical license. That's how I know Matthias.
Nice. Yeah, that's right. You guys were...
We had a lot of fun working together.
You both went to Westlane too, didn't you?
No,
I didn't meet Isaac until I started at Cron and working with all these...
Yeah, but you've come over to the house.
2 1s hit.
One Woodbine.
No.
Never. I didn't even know he existed yet.
6 3s.
Never met him through anybody. Met him on my own at work.
You have another friend, Matthias? No,
I don't.
What was that other guy's name?
I don't know, but it's not
started Matthias. With a M. Matt.
Got you 5 times in Karelia.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I thought I knew you from Woodbine.
That's not me.
That's my guy.
That's me? That's you. So what do I got to do now?
Count up your infantry. You always count what's the same, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 infantry.
Yeah, 6. So defend. Where do they defend at?
Infantry
defend at 2.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
6 four, infantry five, looking six. For 2 or less?
Come on, baby. 6 2s. I got one.
Oh, got one.
Got one.
And you got a fighter in there. He's
4.
4.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks. Thank you.
Damn.
Let's put the 4. Beautiful.
That's not good.
1 Kraut dies. 5 Ivans.
Lock.
Tits up.
Fuck off, Dave. You're a knocker.
So what do I got now?
He's just being a knocker.
6 1s. Oh, fucking Jesus.
Holy. Fuck off. That's okay. He won't roll well.
Now I won't roll any more 1s. No.
After this first round, he's going to kick you off.
Nothing. After that. And 4.
Nope.
And 1.
Another dead sauerkraut sandwich eating
motherfucker.
Eat.
So I lose both?
Yeah, you're done. Now he goes up and you go down and all around.
Wow, that's a big force there.
That's okay, you have 1 less tank than he does. Except for I knew you should have put your plane out of the way. Fuck.
I don't know why you didn't put it in the Caucasus. That surprised me.
Couldn't reach.
That's a big opening. Look at the gap.
2, 3, 4. He couldn't reach. 2, 3. Oh, he could reach. Damn it.
Yeah, you said he had 3 movements left. He could have went right through.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he can go straight across, too.
Come on, Muggsy.
Whatever, man. You know what? I'm not trying to do everything for him.
Sorry, I'll remember that next time.
Oh, no, I got more fights. What the fuck am I doing?
Kill him.
I got more fights to do.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't land there. Why
can't
you?
I just find myself when I play this game, I learned better doing it on my own.
Ah.
As opposed to everybody.
I got more, way more fights.
This is what it is.
Hey, God, fighting you. I got a cruiser to destroy. 2 3s.
Holy
fuck. Nice. Over here. No shore barrage. Oh, battleships. I don't know if they told you that.
Yeah, we told
battleships. You. Okay, never mind.
Do an offshore barrage.
But because he was involved in a fight, he doesn't get the offshore barrage.
There you go.
You get one or the other. I've got
actually,
1.
No, you don't get to choose to do an offshore barrage if I'm sitting in the water.
Yes, true. I shouldn't say one or the other.
There's 2 scenarios. You do 1 or the other.
2 2s. 3 2,
3s. 3 and 4. I got 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, Langer. Miss.
2 3. 1 hit and a 4. 2 hits.
1 hit. 2 hits.
That was a yummy sip.
2 hits?
I can't wait to do it again.
You get to decide who you take off?
Yeah. 2.
Keep my plane because it's the strongest defense.
Yeah, unless there's a unit that can't hit, like in a sub situation, subs can't hit planes. Other than that, the defender chooses the units that are destroyed. Nice.
That was a nice hit all day.
The Germans are fucking sucking up territories.
Sucking up balls.
Hey, they can do that.
Hey.
Ping pong balls,
as long as they're winning.
Fuck them all. Oh yes, we see a clusterfuck of tanks north, and a shit ton of infantry in the south.
So are we on safety?
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Well, it's 3 against 2.
You'll never attack any of his guys. Right. You just attack Japan and Germany.
Let's pinch them. You're over there, I'm over there.
Yeah, no, but I don't got any boats right now. I got this one, he didn't touch it.
Yeah.
That's the idea. That's exactly.
You need a boat to get across.
I need boats, because I remember we were talking, I said, it's good, I'm safe, I'm an island. Same time, I can't get off my fucking
boat. Yeah, that's right. These are transports. They're the only things that can carry units across the water.
What's the movement on a transport?
Two.
Everything in the water moves.
All ships move two.
Two, yes.
You can't pull your guys over yet.
I could go to here, but it's not enough. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. See what happens. He might now want to move his subs.
You got planes. Drop some bombs.
But I can ignore the subs, can't I?
There you go. Bomb.
Can transport ignore the subs, or subs can ignore transports and go through?
Transports.
Destroyer makes the difference.
You could go through it. Okay, let's say I was in two. You could go through it and ignore it, but you couldn't
land in it. In
you a couldn't hostile. Land or pick up in a hostile territory, okay. Even with this subs.
Oh, look at the Bengals.
Hey, fuck off, kill that guy.
Kill him. I'm just taking him out of the bank.
So you can move four.
I thought Buffalo was on the goal line.
On my territory to refuel.
Buddy, we're on the same team. We can basically do whatever we can together.
So do a drive-by.
Look, he's learning.
Do a drive-by.
A drive-by.
Take the planes, do a drive-by.
On this. I'm going to take this.
Over here.
I'm going to take this.
So I can come this way.
No, yeah, but I can't.
We can just force this so I can.
Yeah, but I'll just lose a bomber and he might lose one guy. It's kind of a waste of $15. You get a pick and we'll get him eventually.
You got the right idea.
You do have the right idea, but.
That's exactly.
I did leave that sorter weak, but if he hits me once and I hit him, the two guys that he brings in. Well, yeah, see, with the fighters, though.
This is a. Hey, this is. Situation is this is. Adjacent, right?
Yes. So this you can place in three. Yes.
Fucking okay. A. We got our new terminology.
A drive-by. It's not a whittle. It's a drive-by.
It's not a whittle. Right. Well, we still have whittle, right? You always have to whittle. But now there's a drive-by.
But that's not a bad idea because he's got two fighters and a bomber that can come into that, and he could bring in a tank and a fighter, and he could
put on this.
Cost me some money. Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Are you?
Oh, fuck yeah, Dave.
Well, I thought you said you weren't.
I'm definitely doing it.
So are you
depends on where your subs
you collected yet.
Right? I said it depended on where your subs were.
Yeah, just land another fighter there if you're still in non-combat mode.
No. I couldn't get anything. This fighter. Maybe. I haven't landed him.
That's the one I said you couldn't land there.
No, you said you couldn't land there. He came from here. One. I'm not going to. No, because he's going to crush them.
Go there. Go north and protect your bomb.
Norway?
He's coming after. I thought that's what he said.
He's going to kill that shit anyway.
It is going to die. You're right.
All
right,
then.
Maybe I should. All right.
Hey. Now you got two dead fighters.
Buy another fighter. At least I'll be able to kill some shibby.
Shibble and bits.
Well, he's got to hit.
Finger cart. Yeah, I need to.
He can come in with two.
The prices are different from team to game.
He's going to have a one.
Excuse me.
All right, Germany's done.
Three threes.
So. Germany's done, I'm collecting $42, and now it is Britain's turn, go. Japan, keep going.
Ah, Brits is.
How do you decide who goes first?
Oh, there's an order of play on your card.
Oh.
What a good idea, though. We should roll for initiative.
Well, that would be fun.
We can change every time. Imagine.
Oh, my God.
Or do it like America getting to go back.
Or do it like Kaku, and you put it into bids.
Oh. I'll bid for who goes first.
You're losing money. If you don't get it, you're just losing money.
I'll just take whatever I get and keep my cash.
Yeah.
I'll be good. Anyways,
would go first every fucking time.
Anyways, it's Russia.
So why would
Germany,
Russia fork out two
UK,
infantry,
put Japan, bucks in the States?
They wouldn't.
Oh my God, Buffalo's
price.
So actually, we get two. Yeah, price
actually,
is same. We get two turns.
We played it reverse one US, time. That was pretty tricky.
Russia. Because they finish and end the game. The round,
after right? A while, Japan would get to go
when
first.
You do the end of the turn is
US,
then you go back to the top of the order. Russia.
Well, so Japan could go first, and there'd be no Manchuria attack.
You could.
I mean, sometimes that does happen. Not all the time.
Is it fair that we got three and they only got two?
Oh, yeah.
So I could punch back a line out from Manchuria.
Yeah, they're.
The money works out after a couple of rounds. The Axis has more money.
How much money does Japan get?
I like what you did with Africa.
They start at 30, but they can expand really fast. They usually end up collecting 40, 45.
Does it springtime in Libya? High pretty much all the
must
time.
Be springtime in Libya. Look, the birds are mating on the tarmac there.
Yes, yeah.
Sorry, let me line my planes up for the rain.
Ah, now they're ready to fly.
Right into my artillery.
Right
into your. Yeah, I better turn him around too.
Hopefully I have a plane left.
Look at this cocky bastard. Two heroes on London.
Oh yeah, James Bond and Captain...
Captain Cock?
Captain Britain.
Captain Britain. James Braddock, not James Bryant. Brian Braddock. James Braddock's his crazy brother.
Yes, crazy asshole.
You gotta pin up a Wolverine for United States, too.
Why would I do that? He's Canadian.
He'd have to be a Brit. Or you could do a little Canada flag, put him up by Winnipeg.
Canadian around the house. You could always place him in Western. He's from Calgary.
You could take Alberta. Take the ends of those push pins, snip off the ends of the push pins so you got about five.
Some claws on them.
Ten little ones. Get him up and shove him in. And he'd be carrying his weapon out. Like this.
That never works out.
Well, the Brits don't have really an aggressive stance, do they? Look at them. Are they aggressive? Are they hiding behind a post? I mean, they're all hunched over and they look fucked up.
Yeah.
Whereas the Americans,
this is
at
just
least they got their barrel up. They look like the Germany looks like they're marching and ready to kill. Japs are, I don't know, peeking through their rice fields or something. They just got those bayonets that'll kill you from a mile away. Don't shoot. He's only 10 feet away.
They should have given him samurai swords. For all the Japanese.
They have bayonets. We actually have a game. You'd like that game.
Yeah. Shogun?
We've got Shogun, which is an Imperial Japanese game like this.
Yeah.
And you've got like Daimyo's armies and shit, and you just add to your army and go along. It's like Risk, but it's fucking...
Yeah.
It's in between kind of this game and Risk, eh?
You can hire the ninja. There's one ninja.
Yeah, you get to bid for swords. You get to hire a samurai to see what order you go in. It's fucking cool.
They're like big dragons like this, and you paint them and stuff, right? The guys come all, all gray, and you paint
them. That's like, these guys are all gray.
Are you talking those little lead figures?
No. Yeah, the Warhammer.
Oh, I got some of those downstairs.
Oh, the lead?
This guy attacking a bear.
Oh, is that what they're from?
It's really cool, yeah.
And, those are fucking expensive.
Those big dragons? Like crazy. Oh, even the dots in their eyes are there.
Yeah, the pewter ones are really expensive, but most of them are plastic, right?
And these are lead.
I was the dwarfs when I was, so all my guys.
Are they plastic?
No,
I think I have three dwarfs.
They're like metal.
The guy with the shield?
They're like metal.
The guy's shield gets smaller, and as his shield gets smaller, the fucking axe gets bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
You guys are tripping me out.
There's a guy with a small axe, and he's got this great big fucking shield, and I thought, wow, that guy's cool. How could you ever fucking attack that thing? Then the next guy, he's got a medium shield and a bigger and everything. Look at this little guy. He's got like a frisbee stuck on his forearm with this great big honking axe, right? I thought that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just explaining to him that Warhammer's almost like this, except you get a points value. So you'll set your value at the beginning of the game, say it's 400 points, and then you decide you can have as many guys as you want. Each guy's got a value, like a footman will be 5 points. So you can use all footmen and just 5 points apiece. But you also get like these dragons that are like this big, right? And it'll be like 250 points to put up a dragon on the board, but they're huge.
Yeah.
And it's just massive pieces that you put
on there. Fucking balls.
I'll take
it. And there's no game board. You make your own board.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So you get some people that spend days and weeks building these.
Matter of fact, I'll take it right now.
These boards with like little trees and
mountains. Yeah, well, they do that with this too. They do that.
Yeah, they do that. Well, I was just going to say.
It's a miniature series.
Yeah, miniature. And then, if you get hit with a tank, it's a big tank, and then you take the fucking top off or whatever, and like somehow fucking like smoke and stuff coming out of it.
Yeah, that's crazy. These are some of the smaller scales.
Oh, wow. Yeah, something like that. Like Warhammer would be like that, but with like mythological creatures, right? Yeah. Like elves and dwarves.
I know what you're talking about now, because he's got a few pieces.
That is really cool.
Yeah, these are really cool. It's too bad you couldn't play this scale, Dave.
We need a bigger garage.
Balcony.
Tear out the fucking garden.
Balcony with sticks.
We're putting an addition on.
You can add all sorts of stuff. Like if you have a mountain
the concrete
and you're
right
going
now.
Up the mountain, it's -1 to movement. Because you're going up. Because you're going up. And then you got swamps, same thing. Like you can have a swamp. Make a little swamp terrain.
Slow you down.
And
so you could actually hide on the other side of the swamp.
Yeah, you could do all sorts of stuff.
With flyers.
It gets a little more creative because you got to worry about the terrain as well as where you're going.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to do this.
Hey, fuck up with that.
Hey. Cockensies. Don't you start with a plane here?
It is over here.
I went over there. I didn't see you.
Italian, Anglo, Egypt, Japan.
Nice Gil Morgan.
Gil Morgan. Haven't heard that in a while. Remember we used to say that every day? Yeah, and a piece of pipe?
Mugsy still says
Isaac,
it
what do you think
day.
Of that?
Nice Gilmore.
Nice Gilmore.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you don't see it coming as if.
All right, that's dead. Take your fucking...
What's dead? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else are we doing?
All right, three ones.
Transport ship has no defense at all. So your transport ship here, if something was to attack this zone, the C zone, you would have four.
Two,
if I hit you twice,
three,
then that would be dead, right? Because if I hit you once,
yep.
You take a hit, you get to fire back again. But once it gets down to that, if you have anything left, I'm dead.
So if that transport's sitting by itself over here...
All you'd have to do is fly over top of it. I could just send a plane out 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got a 1, no three, rolling. 3s and a 4, one.
So protect them like crazy.
Yeah.
3, 3.
How'd you end up with just a
fuck
stray unit?
Yeah. That was my setup. My setup was...
That's how it starts.
I think it's to draw this guy in. Because now, I mean, you know, he's not going to get out of there.
No, of course.
But he didn't want that transport. Coming down, probably picking on him.
Balls. I got into your aircraft.
And that leaves me with one transport.
Thanks, Ray, for reminding me of landing that fighter.
Why, was that good?
Yeah.
One.
Got a fighter,
but... Two.
Three.
You're leaving a tank.
Yep.
He's leaving a tank.
Really?
How'd you get the tank
away? I got two fighters.
The transport that was here.
Oh, okay.
A bomber.
Killed a bomber on a fighter.
Nice. A tank and an infantry.
This I know it was costly, man, but...
Because I got to
buy a fighter next
down
time,
here.
Right?
So I need to leave one plane to land on it, and I want the 3 mil, and I want him to have to come visit back this way.
Oh, right.
If he does. If not, then I'll be coming up his ass. Ew.
Ooh.
Did I just say
wow.
This game took a weird turn.
You clean him up.
I don't know. He ends up there eventually.
The bomber's good, but it's kind of, it doesn't, you know, in the big picture, it's not doing anything for me.
Yeah.
I'll replace it.
Well, it won't be coming up my ass.
I'll be coming up his ass.
It's like I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast.
No, no. I mean,
no.
We could live by the bay, make things out of clay.
What do you say? I just may.
So where's the U.S.?
That's so funny.
What's that?
This is right here. They get to go after Japan.
Say bye-bye.
After Japan. Yeah. Bye-bye.
I'm not big enough down here. I could chase him, I guess. You done?
Really wish I could reach
Brigandese.
He hasn't placed yet.
I'm going to purchase him.
Relax.
Purchasing. I should have bought another fucking transport now that I look at this.
Maybe next life.
What are our transports in this?
Maybe next
7 or 8
form.
7 or 8 for transports
in this one. Move that.
Perfect. 7.
And the subs are 6.
Okay. Britain's placing units. Japan, go.
And go. And the Luftwaffe is off very tiny right now.
Yes, well, it's displaced. Two in Africa, two in...
Yeah, they're going to die, bitch.
Displaced because of rivalry at home.
I just killed 3 of them.
And I can't even throw those fighters at you. I already did that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You will attack, won't you?
Should buy another train.
You will attack.
Actually, I should have bought another destroyer.
Japan.
Fuck,
I could have bought
another
destroyer. For
you. Fuck.
What do you want to do with the United States here?
I don't know. Let's see what Japan does
one
first.
One fighter down here?
Yep.
The rest of this stuff here.
Yes, good call. Because I was looking at it thinking, how can I split up without losing, with losing minimum?
Now it's taking a fighter away from it.
Sub won't reach, but he's close.
Correct. Correcting. Free feet.
This guy won't be able to fire back. That's a freebie. Right. Over there, I'll have to take a hit.
Yeah. It's, you know what, with the States, you kind of have to
usually on his.
Kind of wait to see what the hell Japan does if they don't do much over here. Yeah. You just,
is there any way of you taking one side of the canal?
All the money at either side at any time.
Without fail?
Okay.
Yeah.
You never.
All right, well then what you can do, they can
pump guys
up this way.
What you could do then possibly,
or you can just battle crush that way.
In non-combat, after you take it, you could even link up with me and six.
I usually do one or the other. It's hard to do both.
Oh, no, you can't take both.
No.
But
not this round.
We'll wait and see. Because if he parks everything right in the Hawaiian Islands,
doesn't matter. You could take both
and kills you there. Then you see.
You know what, by going to grab, you could go back, grab one guy, drop, and then you'd get your offshore barrage. Well, no, you wouldn't get your offshore barrage.
Just drop a nuke.
No, I wouldn't.
No nukes.
But I got two fighters, two twos and two fours, and a three. You could get up
to the front really quick if you just said
nuke.
Oh, what's that?
I win.
See, now I'm way off in a tent.
Don't worry about it.
Worry about Japan.
I win.
Yeah, I'm all concerned about the canal
just got,
here.
Just got a little thing with a red button.
All right, well, okay. I would like even another one of those because I'm not ready for the other thing yet.
Final Time Factory?
No.
Walking Dead's going to be good this season.
Yeah. Thank God Andrea's dead. She's my least favorite character from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great character in the comic book, but she's fucking terrible on the show. I hate her.
Seemed like there was too much drama around her.
Yeah, she fucking
just didn't make the show.
A problem for everybody.
Even bringing himself.
That was the point.
In the comic book, her and Dale hooked up and they had a good relationship. She was a fucking cunt to him the whole time in the fucking TV show.
Oh, yeah?
Really, guys? Really?
What? Yeah, really. She was.
Oh, she was, yeah, Andrea, this. These people, like as if.
Fuck, man.
Fuck, man.
You fucking be wishing you watched that show when the zombie apocalypse comes.
Fighters are 10, right?
Wish you had a crossbow with unlimited bolts.
Just start working on your crossbow skills right now.
I'd totally be the one with the samurai sword.
Oh, samurai swords for sure. So I curl my hair long and have a fucking blade on the end of the ponytail. Long range fights.
You mean your beard?
Well, maybe the beard, yeah. The hair, maybe.
Be more like this.
Everybody's running around with guns. Oh, I'm out of bullets. And there's one person with samurai sword. Why doesn't everybody have a sword?
Yeah, why wouldn't you go to the sword store?
Yeah.
You just carry a sword on your back, so when you run out of bullets, you have a sword.
You'd always have a sword or a machete.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're even a big fucking knife.
Machete kills. The fucking, I got to see that.
What, machete?
Yeah.
I started watching.
Yeah, in this case,
Brandon wasn't your... having it at first.
Cause no.
Matias, this is like bad timing or something.
It's sub.
Great way it was kind of
sub,
like,
right?
Yeah. It's funny as fuck.
I don't have a destroyer.
Danny Trejo.
So therefore...
And then the new one. Charlie Sheen's the president.
We would both get first strike. I would roll my sub, then you would roll your sub. We would remove casualties, and then I would attack. Okay. If I had a destroyer here, that would fuck up both our...
Everything is so fantastic. You're fantastic. I'm fantastic.
Now, if I had a destroyer, I could still do a sneak attack on you, but the destroyer eliminates the... A destroyer always picks up a sub.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to get rid of this thing. This is a pain in the ass right here.
Holy moly.
Yeah, fuck offs.
Fuck offs. Well, you fucks off. This is going to be bad. There's going to be two axes on either side of the Suez. Neither of them can cross at the moment.
I know.
Bunch of Richards.
Bunch of...
Yeah.
It's a Richard Fest. I'm on the sewer.
Yeah.
Last name Johnson.
Belgium Pilsner. This stuff's not bad.
Where'd you get that?
Liquor store.
Yeah.
$2 a can.
It's amazing.
There was quite a few that were like 205, 210, and I'm like, for a nickel. I'm like,
for a nickel.
And one of them was fucking 40 cents up.
This is not
but
coming
it was 205.
This is going to come in this work out. Here. I'll bring this fighter into here. I'm going to lose a fighter anyway, so what the hell. Unless I go with the battleship, and I don't want to do that.
Tuborg gold was 205.
Tuborg. Ooh, that's a strong beer. One, two, three.
Sink. Are you allowed to move your plane? Like, what if you moved your plane four spots, attacked, and then just let
it
sink?
No, it has to have a valid place to land at the end of its four movements.
Or you can't do kamikazes.
No kamikazes.
Now, you can sacrifice it. These guys disagree with this rule, but you can sacrifice it. Okay, say this fight here, right?
Broken over
here. He came from here. So the fighter left 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
It has nowhere friendly to land except for the aircraft carrier. The Japanese aircraft carrier. However, you only have to have a valid place to land during combat movement phase. Once combat begins, if he wants to take this off as a casualty and leave the fighter in the fight, he can do that, However, if the fighter survives, it'll run out of gas and die at the end of the fight.
That was Matt that doesn't agree with that. We agree
right,
with it.
But we looked it up, and I checked with the Kriton, the rules guy. You have to have a place to land when you do your combat movement.
That's
not
right.
Once combat that begins, is correct. Everything's fucking whatever.
That is the key word right there, combat movement.
But during non-combat movement phase, the fighter has to land in a friendly territory on a friendly aircraft carrier, and if it doesn't have a valid place to land, it runs out of fuel and dies.
See, we've also played it that while you're taking your units off during combat, you have to maintain that. That's some of us. Anyways.
I can understand putting that rule in, but
this right here, we'll start with this little hoojag right there.
And it's over with.
And then we'll jump it up to that.
Transport dies in season 30.
I have a 1 for a carrier, I think.
Yep.
And I got a 3. That's junk and a 4.
Off to a bad start. And a 6.
Let's
no hits.
2,
good. 3 and a 4.
Two and a 4.
3 and a 4.
2.
Defensive 3 in this game, doesn't
nope.
it? Oh, yeah, a defensive 3 in
classic. It doesn't matter, you got a 1.
Doesn't matter, I hit you twice.
Take your aircraft.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, I got a 1.
Oh, you got a hit on your battleship. Take your aircraft carrier out.
I know, but.
Two dead.
You want to get one her back.
Are you going to fucking hit him this time if you carry on, or you want to
carry on?
That's what I'll do. Instead, I'll hit him.
Good idea.
Let me take the
You're
back.
Right. I did. Yes.
I never thought of that.
That's exactly what I'll
do. Why didn't I do that the first round?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Oh, shit.
So I've got
4.
A 3.
There. Is that good?
And another 4.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I wasn't thinking about hitting him last time. I just thought.
A 2. And yeah, a 4.
Bickety bam!
You don't even kill the transport now.
Thanks, Cock.
Oh, boy.
And it was a good fighters. Bummer.
Nice. Southern fleet.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Oh.
You don't know. That's a big game changer.
It's better than him coming up your ass.
The Japanese are now focusing on my fucking UK fleet. I don't think that fleet's ever done so well before in a game, ever.
No. Nope.
They're still part of it.
Well, let's get rid of that
one. Gonna die.
The cruiser. Hit him off of the carrier.
Yeah,
1, 2, 2.
3 dead. 3 dead, no matter which way you count it.
Really hurts.
It dies in non-combat. Put it back.
Yeah. Okay, over there, 2 3s on your cruiser. You gotta get rid of that thing.
Which cruiser?
Oh. I got a 3. Oh! Big kitty bam!
Jesus, 3 fucking Japanese fighters die
up
in the first round.
There it is.
There it also is.
4 Japanese
Holy
fighters.
Oh,
man, we are.
Wow, good. At least you're getting rid of your shitty rolls
but
at
I
the beginning.
I fucking killed the shit out of
him. Okay, I'll buy it.
Oh,
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
$40.
I know.
Because that's more
and
important than almost any of it.
Well, you're still in first round. Your shitty rolling will continue.
subs.
You will continue to suck.
So I see the C units don't have
my
points for money. They're not worth
no, they're
this
not worth
correct,
no,
right? right? There's no destroyer, so he's
all
positioning.
It's all international.
All regular.
Yeah.
I miss my sub. He rolls his
oh,
sub.
You, Mateus, you roll a...
What am I rolling?
A 1.
A 1? Just Mateus? One day? One a bit?
Your sub is firing.
Sorry, Mateus
one
or Mateus?
Oh, Mateus.
Mateus.
Mateus. I'm Mateus. You're
looking for a 1.
I'm Mateus.
Because there's no destroyers in that zone, the subs fight first, and then the regular...
That was close.
2 3s.
Almost had a touchback.
One.
Almost. Went out.
And a 4.
Actually, he went for it. No.
I got total of 2 of you.
They've
your sub is already
the
fired.
One, one
what does
line.
This defend at? Your aircraft gun. Carrier.
He thought he was going to go fucking touchback. And
the
it just fucking
corner.
Missed.
Yeah.
Transport?
The coffin
nope.
corner.
Aircraft carrier.
That's what they call it.
Oh, there it is.
I need to know all these terminologies.
It defends at 2.
I'd like explain
okay, so you need
like, 2
or less.
Damn, I feel like an idiot.
Fighter is a 4 or less.
Okay.
So you got a 2 or less?
That's all right. Bill's going to 99
4 or less? What about the infantry guys?
No, that's all on land. We're just doing Navy. Battle.
Okay.
So,
so
you need
less?
A 2 and a 4. A 2 hits.
Nice.
And a 4.
Also four. Nice.
Hits.
Bickety bam. Hey, get that shit out of there. How many hits did he get on you?
2.
2.
So what do I get rid of here?
Take the sub and the carrier.
Airplane?
Yeah.
And the carrier?
Yeah. The plane's a 4. And it can land still in Hawaii.
You go there, you go there. Sorry. Now what?
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, fighter stand.
Alright, then in that case,
he's gonna
fuck
a
lot of there.
I like when he does that.
I think I'd still like to put a dick in Christine Aguilar.
Again, I would.
I'd hit that again. I never thought I would. I told her it was over between us.
I'm pulling out of there.
What are you, mental?
Get she looked good when she got fat. I fucking liked her. Mm-hmm. I like fat chicks.
I like some meat on the bones.
Yeah, I'll get meat on the bones.
Japanese have finished placing their unit.
Japanese are done, America. Go.
Achievers.
What are you thinking, Isaac?
We fucking kick his ass there. We gotta land this. Look at the Air Force you got. The plane in Hawaii. You got one, two,
hey,
three.
Hey, how do you
planes.
Land that? Did he pull out?
He pulled out. Yeah. You got. Look at what you got. You're gonna fucking.
Now he's gonna buy an aircraft carrier.
You can fucking buy an aircraft carrier for over there, and then just give me the rest of the money if you want.
We live anyway.
Thinking of trying to take two properties there. Is that possible?
Oh.
Take this one and this one.
Oh, you mean with no? No, you can only drop off in one zone.
Once you drop off, your transport can't move anymore.
And I would wait to do that because you want to build something to protect it, right? Because if you go take it, it's not even worth anything. You're only doing it for positioning, right? Like this one is, but you can't get there, and that one's not worth anything either.
You didn't attack America? if he's not gonna notice
take
that.
This out. Take this shit out. This fucking thing. You got way more than enough. And buy an aircraft carrier at least for over there. And then you'll be fucking.
What's an aircraft carrier do? Just so they can land?
You'll be able to you can put your aircraft carrier down here and two of these planes will be able to land on it.
I'll let you take care of it.
I can see Russia from my house.
Here's the money.
Yeah, I'll get you an aircraft carrier. $14. I don't see why not.
The ice bridge is up. Bring your passport.
So if I go 1-2, I can still land.
Do the purchases first.
You just spun your zero around there on deck. And it didn't fall off.
Where?
Well, you've only got one fucking zero on deck.
Fuck, we could almost
buy
a fucking
factory. I spun it around.
No, he did.
We could buy a factory for that.
Let's do it.
Let's buy a factory for Senkyu Ying Yang.
That'd be good. That would save me $15.
Yep.
Yeah, right. You're fucking high, bud.
He might be a little.
I think we should for this one.
Look. The package.
Start crushing around there. You'll have to focus on bringing guys here. Factory, and we still got fucking.
They were $6 a pack.
$13.
Holy crap.
Factories are in that box.
This guy's right here?
The other more boxy
ones. 3, 4, 5, 6. They're,
Side them on the left. That. Fuck, you can do the Brazilian factory in this game.
Yes, you can, and that would...
No, you can.
That would be...
Yes, you can. You hit Western all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can hit.
You hit Western all day.
1, 2. Oh, yeah, you can. You can go up around the corner. 12. Buy 2 factories, Butte.
Can't. I've only got $13.
Money. It's such an issue.
How much are factories? 15?
Even when you have tens of it.
You start with 36.
42.
What are you wasting your money?
It starts with 42.
Buying cocaine?
It's just a line of coke.
It's this long. I'll just put a line on here.
Line off the aircraft carrier. Fucking carrier starting to rise.
What are you buying? Coke? I only need a couple of rounds.
Going to Colombia, man.
What are you thinking here?
Thinking to go to Africa for now.
Thanks, Wendy.
Africa.
My butt.
Thanks, Face.
What do you want, my butt?
Yeah, I think going to Africa.
Everybody wants your butt.
If I everybody wants.
I take a point from them.
You can travel across friendly units.
Poor thing.
I know. We play this every day.
Yeah, we do.
All right, you know what I'm going
to buy? Get a catch on.
Yeah, bring him the stuff. He can roll when it's not his turn.
Don't need to yet.
Okay.
Because then you're putting yourself out in harm's
way.
Okay.
And you don't have to do it. Transports don't have a defense, right? So you got to protect your transport. Otherwise, you're just throwing stuff.
All right. Okay.
Keep laughing.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm laughing.
What do you utilize
these? That's what I said. Keep laughing.
What do you utilize these two?
You'll feel better if you're all in figure out.
After. You have a good time yesterday, Wendy?
He's sitting at a point where he can get you.
Keeper. Always do. Except till they brought the fucking rat out.
They told me you played a rat.
Yeah, they made me pretty much. They just shut up until I touch the fucking thing.
His bomber can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It just takes out the transport.
I just touched it.
Won't do
it. I give it a little scratch.
Because you want to be here, right? You're
gonna bring fucking your things running around the office.
You going for the carrier?
Your battleship. Hold on. Let me finish spending our cash. You can only put in my factories, and you can only have one on your territory. So you have to actually
knock up your access. Garbage all over the place. Oh, she's eating the raw meat that's on the counter.
Because you'd have to buy the factory. Next turn, when you have the factory, right, you can purchase to put on it.
Oh, you can't.
You know what I mean? You can't just drop it on.
You can't leave a loose.
No.
He's got to tie her up or tie her up.
Well, he said,
okay, we should take 3 points, I think, here. I mean, my hands are brutal, man. Now that I'm back at work again. I came home the other day and I tried to roll a joint. I was just ripping open roaches and trying to roll. I'm like, eh. Fuck it. I'm not doing it. I just couldn't grab the roach.
Oh, and you've been off for a while too, so they were probably soft going back.
I've been working like 60-hour weeks too, man.
Oh,
good for you. Saturdays.
Wow.
Working fucking 9 hours at least a day. It's stupid.
You guys starting to get ahead of the game?
They'd probably make good money,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, trying.
Well,
time.
Gotta work.
It's definitely taking time.
Yeah, it takes time. Good.
Just think back to when you weren't working, Isaac, and how much you wished you'd been working. So
it's true.
It makes up for it.
It's very true.
You only like work on payday.
You know what, I don't mind work with a bunch of younger guys, and I'm more experienced, so I don't get the shitty jobs. If I can keep Germany down around 35, I'd be happy.
I slept like a champ last night. It was cold down there.
So did I, but I went to bed at 7 this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, because we were at...
You went out last night.
Men's. We went to Men's, and then we actually went downstairs too to see Levi. And then it was like 12:30, he's like, you guys gonna stick around till close? Well, yeah, probably, now. Like, so we just stuck around, and then we went back, and then there's no kids, so I put on, all the sorts of 80s music, or, sorry, 90s music, that I haven't listened to in so long. All of them, they were still, Randy obviously knows it, but Levi and
Hour 48 Jess American
were still, they were old enough to know all the 90s music, so.
But they never really got into it. Back then, they were too young.
Right.
So it's kind of like a refresher for them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Everybody was loving it.
Yeah.
America. I'm going, cock knock. Shut up.
Hour 48.
I don't care, Dave. We're also playing with a guy who is new.
Yeah, just saying.
Move it. Hey, what do you think about this so far?
Not
going to
do that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Eh?
Yeah. You beg, Dixon.
And there's so much to learn, and it'll all come to you really nicely, and you'll fucking come up with your own plans.
You start thinking like, fucking 3 steps, 5 steps ahead, you know what I mean?
And soon enough, you'll be calling Ray a piece of shit and telling him.
Yeah, you can call him a piece of shit at some point. You can call Dave a piece of shit too.
You can, but I'm pretty quick. So
he's more like diarrhea, I'm more like pinch a loaf.
True, you are diarrhea. Oh, hear that? Episode 91. Dave
did it flush
is
on
like
its own?
Diarrhea, and my dad is like pinching a loaf. Yep.
It was the size of a soccer ball sitting in the fucking bowl.
Past the water line?
It almost flushed itself.
It almost flushed itself.
It had to be diarrhea, I guess.
I don't see anything else. Knockers.
Oh, get the fuck.
Can't get it.
I took a piss once. I thought it was going to flush by itself.
Did you mark the board for that?
Yes. All right, you want to start the rolling?
Sure, what are we doing?
Attack the shit out of that guy.
What do we got? Japan's motives here. Not attacking.
Destroyer attacks at 2.
Destroyer?
Where?
Is that a destroyer?
That's a battleship.
Battleship just attacks at 4.
Yeah.
And
next one's 1.
We've got fighters.
I
got
3.
We got 3 fighters.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we got an infantry too.
And then the infantry's on the land.
There'll be lagging a little bit. I got to put the pressure on Russia on this side of half.
3-3.
I know that. And I will.
I got 1.
Sorry, you got the 4.
Oh, you're rolling shitty for a change.
1-4.
Oh, I got a 2 and a 4.
It's a 4.
So many sixes.
Mew.
You know what? I can't play with you if you don't let it go.
Mew.
Well, take a hit on the battleship, because it's 2-hit battleships. Yeah, you got her.
Get rid of 1.
Yeah.
Now, if you pull out of there,
that would die.
What if
he does?
So I won't.
All right. Now you keep playing.
That sucks, choosing a 2 over a 4.
I have to.
5!
5 dead zeros. By the end
five
of
oh,
the first
five zeros.
Round.
So I got 2 at 3.
Yep.
Come on.
Holy sixes.
Yep.
Zero. You got a 4.
Boxcar.
Get him with the 4.
Nice.
2! 6.
Oh! So close.
Get him. Get him.
Sixes. What is wrong with these sixes?
You need a five. Five or more. Need a four or less. Battleship.
You got a four or less.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Get rid of those die.
Jump.
Come on.
Fuck, I could have eliminated.
Two threes.
Why don't you go black?
Another six in there. Holy crap.
Holy. You know what? It wouldn't have mattered even if I kept the fighter. Oh, no, I would have hit with the fighter.
No, you would have pulled out.
I still got a four?
He's dead. No, he's dead. Next fight.
It's beautiful.
You want to do that one?
So you lose your battleship, States.
This guy?
No.
You missed. No, next round, you up.
Oh. Don't say him.
Sorry. Thanks. Where's the other battle? Right here, two ones and a three on my... Have you hit me?
No, I was going to let...
Okay, you got two ones and a three.
I was going to let him figure it out. Thanks, Ray.
We're attacking, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Two ones. No.
Yep.
And a three.
Yeah.
Oh.
Junk.
Just messed with every shot you took.
I know. What the fuck? Sock King.
You get a chip for that?
Yeah.
Who's, where else are we attacking?
That's it. Now we can do non-Camarino.
Oh.
This guy gets repaired now?
I could kill me a lot of shit.
At the beginning of your next time the States goes.
Yep.
Flip, so they now, flip it up.
Now you can drive by. And
so it's sitting, yeah, I can do a drive-by. Actually, drive-bys, I really should be, that terminology should be just for transport ships. Right? That's the drive-by. Because we got the fly-by.
Okay, we're done. America's done. You place your units? Not yet.
Nope.
Placing a factory and sink your yin-yang.
What the? I'm so stuck here. There we go.
Or Brazil. Where's it going?
Put your factory down.
Yeah, that's like that. Gang.
Looks
like that.
Suki gang.
Oh, you got planes there. You got a...
No, there's two there.
They're good.
Oh.
They're good to land.
Dropping a carrier.
They gotta land, don't they?
On the carrier.
You're gonna be on the carrier. You can put your carrier down. Do I want this?
USS Ron Hextall.
Is there a limit how many planes can sit on a carrier?
Two. All right. You done placing units?
That's it.
Factory in Sinkiang.
Put a transport at home in Washington.
States and, collects 46.
We want to
never works out. So I'm glad they did that.
These are all. Oh, these are moves. I non-com this fighter back to here to sit at the factory. I walked one guy up to China so he can't just take it at will.
And, okay.
We're collecting large.
That's the end of round one.
How much are we picking up?
46, and we saved $6. Dog?
Well.
It's Russia's turn, eh?
Yeah, we do. We close around. We close the episode. We say goodbye to the listeners. And stuff. Goodbye, listeners.
Bye, listeners.
Are you listening?
Oh, that was a cool sound.
Dave.
Yeah, come on, we need closure, Dave. So Russia can go.
Well, we can sum it up. Axis are losing. That's the sum up.
It's round one. Yeah, it's the end of round one.
You guys are getting your ass kicked.
Of episode 91. So, until next week, join us.
Chug a lug a poke doke, eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead. Do something.
You gotta say something, Snappy.
Oh, jeez.
That's good enough. Good day.